Yaitana. Because it says here, Mishihitzchol Ovri Avarim. When the people started to do the Averis, the Averis was that they started to wash, take a hot bath on Shabbos, which is only Nisr the Rabbonim. So you see, even for Nisr the Rabbonim, you also called it Avarim. So the Mabaita. It says, Amadviyay Shel Kruachim. In the big bath houses of the Kruachim from the big cities, is Matayel Behem. It said before, you're allowed to walk through them on Shabbos. V'yayna Choshish, you're not Choshish. This, even after the Gzeira of Zeya, you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse to take a Shvitz on Shabbos, but the big bathhouse in the Kerachim, since the room is so big, it's not that hot inside. So therefore, you're allowed to walk through it. By walking through it, there's no Shail of Zeya, you don't sweat there. That's the Kiddush. So the Mara Omar Rova, Dafka Kerachim, only the big bathhouses of the Kerachim, the big cities. Avo the Kforim from the small villages, Loi. There you can't even walk through the bathhouse on Shabbos. My timer, Kivon the Zutrin, since they're smaller bathhouses, is Nofish Shavlayu. The heat is very hot there, and even to walk through it will also be a Shalom from Zeya there. Nofish Shavlayu is a Drash from Zeya, and you'll schwitz from that. Tana Rabbonin, Mizchamim Odom Kineged HaMadura. On Shabbos, you yourself are allowed to go near a Madura. Tana Rabbonin, Mizchamim Odom Kineged HaMadura. A person is allowed to heat himself near the fire on Shabbos, the Yotzei, and just to make yourself hot, then you go outside. Umishtatef Pitzonin, you can throw cold water over you. It's even though you're cham, you're like hot. And when you throw the cold water over you, you're going to heat up the water, but that's muta. First, you shouldn't throw cold water over you. Then, then you can't go near the fire and warm yourself up by the fire. Why? Because you're making the water on you a little hot. You're making it lukewarm hot. And that's awesome. What's the yisa? Zakrashi mafshir mechamim loshin poishrim. You're like making the water on your body hot. So what's wrong with that? And it's the bishul mustam you don't have. You don't make the water on you mamish kiyatz. Let this boy so hot. You burn yourself. So Tois learns the top Tois is then it's a shine that looks like you're being rochets bechamim. V'ochid the asur mafarish rivam the dumya kerochets b'mayim chamim v'yovil lohochim chamim lirchots gufon. It's as if you're taking like a hot shower now on Shabbos. If you put cold water over you first, and then you go near the hot, the fire, so the fire is warming up the water on you, it lives like chamin on Shabbos. That's the yisa. Mashenkin, you first warm yourself up near the fire, that you let it do, and then you can throw cold water over you. We'll speak about it later. Mikir Adin, we passed him before, we saw yesterday, was that take a cold shower, cold water is mutter on Shabbos. So only us to take a hot shower is mutter. That's Mikir Adin of the Gemara. And that's here also. Time to throw the cold water over you after you warm yourself up. That's mutter. Mashenka, to put the cold water over you first and then go near the fire, it looks like you're putting yourself into a cham, take like a hot shower. That's awesome. We'll see later, but the minig is not even to take a cold shower either on Shabbos. Not even to go into a nora, not even to go swimming on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Tana Rabbonin. Mechum Odom Aluntis, you let it heat up like a towel on Shabbos. O Menicha B'nei Mayim B'Shabbos. And put it on your stomach on Shabbos. Even when you have like a stomach ache, the Chiddush is not nikkum mishum refuah. Even about healthy people also do this, it feels good. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Shrashi mechem odom mechamik heat up, aluntius, towels. Venirali beged shemestavkim void, beged that you wipe yourself with. Shebechol duchte korli aluntius, that's a towel. Is agabe meyin, kishu chash bemeyin, if you have a stomach ache. Mechamim in loy kli, you're allowed to heat up a kli, oy beget, o manichem shamo moil. Put it on your stomach, and that's mutter. O bovat shlo yovi kumkumus shomayim chamim. But you should not put the hot kettle itself of hot water on your stomach, v'yinichenu abnei mayim b'shabbos. And don't do this on Shabbos, like put the hot kettle on your stomach on Shabbos. Eshel kwas astamat nira ki refua, so refua is also on Shabbos. So the Gemara of Adov is there to do this, even him on the week, it's also wasser to do this. This is mamash sakona. To take a boiling hot kettle of water and put it on your stomach, it's a gzeira, it's a sakona, maybe you come to spill the water on your stomach. So even in the middle of the week, you shouldn't do something like that. So Drashi Vavachila Yovi Kumkimis. Shema Yishovchu Olav. Maybe you'll spill the water on you. V'nimtza Reiches B'Shabbos Mechamin. That's one Isser. And this is also on Shabbos. Though maybe Rashi learns not as refuah, but some, maybe the water will fall on you. It looks like you're being Rochas on Shabbos. Then it says, even Bechol, it's also one of the Asakonim. Pom Mishahin Reischid. The stomach is a hot kettle, so the water sometimes is boiling hot. So if you put it on your stomach, we're afraid the water will spill on you and will burn you. Either the pot itself will burn you. And some of the pshat is you put something underneath you. You don't put it on your stomach, mamish. You put it on your shirt, or you put it on your jacket. So that the kettle itself doesn't mamish burn you, because there's something in between. But if the water would spill out on you, the water goes through your begotten, it'll be a sakona. So even in the middle of the weekday, you shouldn't put a hot kettle of water on top of your stomach, because it's a gzera, maybe it'll fall or spill on you. Tana Rabbonim. Maybe Adam keep. I mean, so the chiluv there between the Reish and the Sefer is one as Shabbos. The Rashi learns that the hot kettle is maybe you'll spill on you and you'll be over Mishur Mechitza. Tosfos learns Gzeira is as Mishur Refuah. Then it looks like a Refuah. So Chapanav Kamina today, if you want to use a heated pad on Shabbos, if it's Mutra not. The Shaila is if only sick people do it, then it'll be also be Nikkut Mishur Refuah. But if healthy people do it also, then it'll be mutter. Inshallah, what the Matzias is. And lo yitzu, you have a hot pit heated from before, you plugged it in before Shabbos. Inshallah, can you put it on, you have a stomach ache? Can you do it on Shabbos? Not to be telling you this, whether it's a derek for Brian to do it or not in the middle of the week. Tana Rabbonin. Maybe yodam kitun mayim o manicho keneged hamadura. You'll have to take a kettle of water and put it near the madura, near the hot fire on Shabbos. Not that the water should heat up, because that's not much bishul. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Ella bishvil shatofik tinosim. You have very cold water. You want the water to become a little bit lukewarm. So you're allowed to put it near the fire so the water could just become warm. Now, where are you allowed to put it? Let's see Rashi. Rashi lo yischam, lo shiyachaymu. Lo shiyanichem shom ad shiyachaymu. So Rashi, it's mashma, there's a heta mamish to put it like mamish right next to the madura, right next to the fire. And it's only a question, how long can you leave it there? Rashi says, and don't leave it there too long, so it'll get that hot. But mashma, it's in a place that if you would leave it there for half an hour, it would get yatzla this boy. Still, it's mutter to put it there, I'll be take it away shortly, before it gets that hot. That's Rashi Shita. Elisha tofik tzinosin, Rashi b'mitzosin. Just leave it there a short time, 5 minutes, that the cold should go away. She tofik, she tischalif kumav reichel, and nomam dagum reichel afog. It changes from cold to become a little bit lukewarm. That's all. But this is Rashi Shita. Allah, we don't hold like Rashi. Allah, we hold like the other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran say that avada to put it in a mokum where that mokum could become yatz letters by tzosser. Muslim nafkamin, if you want to put a cold water on top of the blech to put it on the mokum of the blech, that even if you leave it there the whole Shabbos, it'll take 2 hours. It would become yatz letters by. It's also to put it there. That's called near the yesh. It's a gzera. Maybe you'll forget it there, and it will come with a vishal. It's only a heter to put it in the mokum, that no matter how long it stays in that mokum throughout the whole Shabbos, it won't get to the degree of yatz letzes boy. It'll only become lukewarm. That's mutter. That's not called alesh. That's not like Rashi saying. Aloch, it wouldn't be mutter to put that cold water near the fire, that if it would stay a long time, it will get yatz letzes boy. There's no heter. That's called a gzera mishum avashal. You only have heter to put it in a far away place, that it will never get to Yatz Letters Boy. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Le Bishvul Shechaymu, not on the place that could get hot, and Le Bishvul Shetofik Tzinosan. You're putting it in a place that it could only come Lidei Tofik, that it will come lukewarm. We have Yehuda Waime, maybe Isha Pach Shal Shemin, and Isha could bring a jar of Shemin, or Menich Tzai Kneged HaMadura. She could put it near the fire, fight the Le Bishvul Shevashu, not could they to cook up the oil, make it Mamin Yatz Letters Boy, and Le Bishvul Sheyavshu, could they come to lukewarm. You have cold oil, you want to make a little bit lukewarm, that's mutter. That's a Tanakama. According to Tanakama, you see shemen is also shayach in Issa Bishul. It's shayach to cook it up. Therefore, you're not allowed to put it near the fire so close that it'll get cooked up, just enough that it'll get lukewarm. You have Shem Galil Laimeno. Isha Socha Yoda, she's allowed to put a hand in the oil, like shemir the oil on her hand. Socha Yoda Shemen, or Mechamamoso. And then she could put her hand near the heat, near the fire, because then she come a little bit warm. Then v'socha lebnot koten. Then she could take this like warm oil and rub a kid with it. That's the only etzah. V'yeinu cheshesh. But Well, the Chura, he's more machmir than a Tanakam of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel is saying, Anisha can't even put the shemen by itself near the Madura to become lukewarm. Now you have to do a shinui. You have to first put the shemen on your hand, and then put your hand near the Eish. But to put the shemen directly near the Eish to become lukewarm, you have Shimon Gamliel hold that's awesome. We'll soon see why. So the Mori Boilihu. Shemen malo Tanakama. What's the loch of the Tanakama by shemen? The Tanakhama says, maybe yodim kita mayim. You'll have to put water near the fire, not kedei it will get that hot, nor only kedei.
I'm afraid the shotgun is awesome. I think I'm going to change it.
Yelei bishvil shiyachaymu, not kedei it will get that hot. So Shala was a Tanakama. Tanakama just talks about Mayim. You're not allowed to put Mayim water near the fire today to get hot, only to come lukewarm. About Shemini doesn't talk. What's the loch of like Shemini to Tanakama? Is he allowed to cook up Shemini on Shabbos or not? That's the Shaila. He boilu Shemini, Mayim, Tanakama. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Yama Tavayi Latera. They both say Shemini is mutter. Hey, Shemini oil is such a substance that can't become cooked on Shabbos. Even if you put it near the fire and it becomes hot, it doesn't change. There's no change in shemen. That's not called bishul. Bishul is the pshat. You put something, it becomes soft, it becomes hot on the fire, it changes. Even water. Cold water, raw water, and cooked water is a different type of water. The water is more pure, it's a better water. It's shayach and it's a bishul on mayim. But the Tanakama, though, on shemen, there's no chiluk. Whether the shemen is cold or hot, there's no shinui in the shemen, there's no it's a bishul. That's how the Tanakama. Listen, see, we don't pass like this. That's the Swan of Tanakama, though. As I helped Robert, what?
What about shemen coagulated? It would be initial
nola
to melt it down.
Something else. Talking about bishul now. We're not talking about that. Nachim, so Rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael Yamit Tavayi Latera. They both say it's mutter to cook oil on Shabbos. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Gomel Yisuri. He also know that Shemar Faket is more chomer, is more awesome. What's the svaris? Rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael Yamit Tavayi Latera. They both say Latera. Shemen, oil, olive oil, afal pishi yatsa lettuce boy, even though you're cooking it up now so hot that the shemen is yatsa lettuce boy, still it's mutter. Kesava Tanakama, shemen ain by Mishum Bishul. That's the Sron Tanakama. The old shemen is something, no matter how hot you make it, there's no shinu in the shemen itself. We're talking about oil, was oil beforehand. Not where it was a schmaltz, fat. We're talking about shemen. Shemen zait is always in the same state. So when you heat it up, there's no shinu in the shemen. It's the exact same shemen, hot or cold, just that it's hot. That's all. So he holds there's no Issa Bishul on shemen. Now, the Yosser of Yudla Meimer, we have Yudla next month, Yom the Brisa says, Shemen, you should know, is also Yesh by Mishum Bishul. No, you're not allowed to put Shemen near the Maduro to become Yatzlat, this boy. There's an issue of the Brisa cooking up Shemen. Just to put the Shemen close enough that it'll just get lukewarm, not hot, Loi Zehu Bishulai. That's no issue of the Brisa, that's not called Bishul. Azoi Ha'at Reb Yudin, that's what we hold Halacha. That Shemen is the same Halacha like water. Both of them are the same thing. If you put the water or the shemen near the fire, it'll get yatz lettuce boy, that's usher. That's an ish bishul on Shabbos. But just to put the shemen or the water near the fire, just that should get the cold should go away, should become lukewarm, that's mutter. There's no ish bishul in that. Now, the yosser Rav Shimon Gamliel, the third man, the yom is vital chumram. Lemeimra, he says, shemen nishino yesh by mishum bishul. Shemen also, by heating up shemen, it's called some shinui, that it isn't issa bishul in the shemen. Vaita, the sheiroi zeh bishulai. You should know, just making the shemen a little bit lukewarm, that's also an issa diraisa. It's usually lukewarm, it's not yatz lettuce boy, you don't to wife enough shinui in the chefes to give it a shem bishul. A shinui has to be that your mom has cooked it up yatz lettuce boy. Shemen heals poof, I care to swear. Making oil just lukewarm is also called an issa bishul. Therefore, he says, what's the eitzah to do it? Only kalacha yad. Anisha is only allowed to first stick a hand in the shemen, and then put a hand near the fire, which is only kalacha yadikazach. That's not a derech bishul. There he's matter. But to put the parshal shemen normally near the fire, even though it's only in a place that it could only get lukewarm, the Rabbi Shimon holds that's also. That's one shot. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak Gamliel Yisur, he holds no. The Tanakama holds shemen is also awesome. What? Shemen, even Tanakama holds. Afal pi sheni yatz lettuce boy, even though you put shemen near the fire. That doesn't get that hot, the yatz lettuce boy. We'll soon see what yatz lettuce boy means. It just gets lukewarm. Still it's awesome. Why? Kisavar Tanakam holds shemin yesh b'mishum bishul. He holds that it's shayach to make an ister bishul on shemin, on oil. They have sheiroi zel bishuloi. And just making the shemin lukewarm, changing it from cold to lukewarm, that's called the big shinu in the shemin, and that's enough to be over nisar of bishul. V'yasur, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Yehuda says no. Have sheiroi shino, shemin avad. If you cook up the shemin to make it yatz lettuce boy, it's also awesome. No, just putting it near the fire that can get lukewarm, have sheiroi lezel bishuloi. That's Rabbi Yehuda shit, that's what we hold halacha. The Yosem Shimon Gamliel Meimer, Shimon Gamliel now says, Shemen oil, yesh by Mishum Bishel. You should know, cooking up oil, there is an Isidi Raisa. It's called Bishel. They have Sheroi also Zer Bishule. He also was just making it lukewarm, that's called the big Shinu in oil, it's also awesome. Now, Abuzef Fetig Gemara, you have, like this, like Rav Nachman's Pshad, you have Shimon Gamliel Hanatanakama, they're both saying the same shot. They're both saying Shemin has such a chomodikadin that even making it just lukewarm is also an issa bishum on Shemin. So what's the chil to Natanakamo and Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara, Ike Benayah Kalachiyad. The Nafkumina is, was the Rabbonin make it if you do a Kalachiyad? Now this shot, according to Tanakamo, there's no heter at all to make the oil lukewarm. Even the Isha should stick a hand in the Shemin, Kalachiyad, and then put a hand near the fire, which is the Kalachiyad, the Kabishal, the Tanakamo. Even that's usur. Yem Shimon says no. The Baal Kalachiyad is only nisa the Rabbanan. Here, for some reason, the Rabbanan will make it. Why the Rabbanan will make it here more than other places, I don't know. Maybe it's called the Shasha Tzorich here. You need the hot oil. Like we're saying, she's putting it on a kid. She needs it to put it on the sun. So if she needs it for a baby, the Tzorich, the Rabbanan will make a Kalachiyad. You can heat it up. That's according to Shimon Gamliel. But the Tanakam, it's also. Avazot Kamar, what's the locha? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The locha is Echad Shemin, no matter whether it's oil. The Echad Mayim, whether it's regular water. Yad to let this boy also. There's only an Itzah Diraisa by putting this a jar of either Shemin or water near the fire. Kedei that it will get to the Yad to let this boy. Or get that hot that you have to take your hand away from it. Or the Ein Yad to let this boy, if by leaving it near the fire in such a place, that it would never get that hot, that you'll have to take your hand out of it. Mutter. It's mutter to make lukewarm water and to make lukewarm shemen. That's mutter. That's halacha. So the Santi Svaras, Machlekes, if shemen has different Svaras or not. One man the yom, shemen has no shin at all. And one man the yom, if I care, shemen changes much more just between cold and lukewarm. For the Gemara of a hechi dom yatzeledes boy. What's considered yatzeledes boy? So Rashi says, Hechi dom midrashi soilud. What does the Lashon soilud mean? Yesh shesolim risichas muet. Some people get soilud from a little heat, but yesh shayna soilud even from a lot of heat. Rashi before says soledis. Rashi on top of it says soledis. Rashi says in what the taitcha soledis means nimsheches leachareho. You take it back. Midaiga, for you're afraid shletichvi hinshin burn. That when the water is that hot, that if you put your hand inside the water, automatically you'll take your hand back. That's called yatz lettuce boy. That you're afraid you'll burn your hand. So that's the very hot the water, that you wouldn't leave your hand in there. That's called yatz lettuce boy. Now, Gemara Takasha, hey, dummy, how can you tell? So some Rishonim learn, luchur will depend on what part of your hand the water falls. Your pinky bothers you, yes. Your thumb bothers you, less. This bothers you more. Like, we need a better shear than that. You can't just say you're afraid, you put your hand in there, you'll pull your hand back. Different people pull back at different temperatures, different part of your hand. So what's another shear of yatz lettuce boy? Hechi dummy. Yeah, omarachba kol shekrisa shotinik nichvis. If it's so hot that if you pour this water on the stomach of a kid, you'll burn his stomach. That's the shear of yatz lettuce boy. So we don't don, even though the tight shear of yatz lettuce boy means that when your hand goes into that water, you'll pull your hand back. But what's a shear that's shovel chol nefesh? Everybody knows the shear. If it's that hot that it goes on the tinnik, the stomach of the tinnik, it'll nichvas, it'll burn the stomach, that's the shear. It's a shayla exactly how hot it is. Some say at the Sabi Machmer at 110 already, it's called Yatz Lettuce Boy. Some say even to 160, to 180, you could be making it's not called Yatz Lettuce Boy. It's a tremendous chiddush from Moshe. In the Gaetel, Amola Kula by Yain Nesach, it's a shayla. Shayla, how much bishul do you have to give it a shame, Yain Mavushal? So Moshe's chiddush is that you just have to make it Yatz Lettuce Boy, and Mela's not, there'll be no Yatz Lettuce Boy anymore. It's called Yain Mavushal. But that's where, and how much is called yayin mevushel? There, Moshe says 175. If it gets to the heat of 175, that's enough to make it yayin mevushel.
That's
resistant. That's kamat, right. That's a big kula. I mean, the telum of Rav is not like that. Kedem wines, usually, they don't say it's yayin mevushel until they cook it up to 210. If they hold that mevushel there is more than yatz letz bay. But Moshe then the Shubah says not that. He says that Yain Mevushel just needs Yatz Letz Bay. But Sechidish there he says Yatz Letz Bay is 175. But that's the other way around. But we're Machma Vada, once it comes to the heat of 110 already, you have to be Machma, that's already called Bishul. You shouldn't put fire, fresh cold water, near the fire to warm it up if you know you'll be able to get the temperature of 110 already. That's called Yatz Letz Bay. Alright,
right.
Oh, no, we'll talk later. One time I followed Rebbe into the Beis Hamerchitz. Well, the kastu nichboy pach shel shemen babatya. So I wanted to put. I had with me a jar of shemen, and I wanted to put in tabatya into the bath there, push it to warm it up. The yomali told me, tell the klisheni, don't put it here, but put it in the klisheni. Right, says he was choshen. He'll be mevashlan on Shabbos. He have a jar of shemen. It was cold shemen, and he wanted to warm it up. So he wanted to put it into the bathhouse. So he says, "Don't put it into the bathtub here, but put it into a klisheni, v'tein, and then use it." Drashi nichnasti b'Shabbos. The Drashi ayin. The Rashi Bavurans ayin. Now I go brachitza b'chamin on Shabbos. No, v'chami tveri hevi. He went into the chami tveriyon. Shlo nesu k'diyom liyel. The tiru lehem chami tveriyon. That's the only type of a hot bath you're allowed to take on Shabbos, his Chami Tveria, that they didn't ask him. So he went to Chami Tveria, and he wanted to put the Shemin into a bath, the Drashi, the going Brecha Suya the Karka, Shemayan Nechnosim Shemin Esofen. There's like a little pool on the side of the Chami Tveria, the water of the Chami Tveria went into the pool on the side, and there he wanted to put his Pachal Shemin. So he told him, Drashi, Bekasha Nechshon Pachal Shemin, Lahavshia, to cool it, to make it lukewarm. Lossay Chemenu Kedim Rechitza. Kededra, I should smear myself with the oil before I make the Rechitza. So he told him, Tol Menamayim the Klisheni. Take from the water the Chame Tverayim and put it to Klisheni. He told him, What's the Mile of Klisheni, the Drashi? She itstanen numat, the Klisheni ain't Mavashal. A Klisheni is not Mavashal. A Klisheni Pashin means that you pour the water from a kli rishon into a kli sheni, the second cup, the second pot, since it's not hot to start off with, when the hot water comes into it, first it cools off a little bit. So kli sheni is not so hot as the kli rishon, so kli sheni is einim avashom. The yachakach, if you have a kli sheni, then tein the pach, but tein chayis the kli sheni. Put this jar of shemen into the kli sheni. The acham bat yuzatrashi, shachamim nishochim lo min amayim. Because the water that was in this pool, since it came from Chamitveria, Choshev like a Klirishin, it's considered like a Klirishin, because it got heated up in the Chamitveria. Shafafi Sheviru Malor Mevashel Kazanla Kamon, Hilfus Vakteira, hot pot. Sheviru Meroyschin, even if you take it off the fire, calls them on the pot, it's still hot of Yatz Letz Bay, Loyitro Techen Tavlin. You're not allowed to put something of food inside the hot pot, even though the pot is off the fire. That's called the Klirishin, because the Klirishin is Mavashal. There also this pool of water, which was on the side of the Chamitzferium, since the water came from the Chamitzferium, which was like a Klirishin, it still has a loch of a Klirishin to it. So you're not allowed to put this jar of Shemin inside it, because the Klirishin will be Mavashal and Shabbos. Now the answer is, put the water into another kli, into a kli sheni, and then you can put the pashal shemen into a kli sheni. Now, if you do it, some machlokes to show him how did exactly you get the water out of the kli rishon into a kli sheni. Now, the shalak can take a ladle, like we're here. You have an ambatia, you have a pool full of water. So the answer to get a kli sheni is take a kli and dip it into the ambatia, dip it into the pool of water here, and take it up. Now you have a kli sheni. But some say no. Some say that's like a ladle. If you put the pot into the kli rishon, when it gets in there, it's just as hot as the kli rishon. So when you take it out, it's vital called the kli rishon. That's not the eitzah. The eitzah is when you take it out, you have to pour it into another kli. Into the second kli, the third kli, that gives the kli shein. That's the machlokes acharonim. They get it to a ladle. If you take out soup, you put the ladle into the soup pot and take it out, some say the ladle is still called the kli rishon. So merely you have to first put it into the plate. The plate is called the kli sheni. So you should not pour the hot soup from the ladle onto like manlach, onto zachin. That's called iruv kli rishon. The answer is put it into the plate first. That's the klisheni, and then it's time of Asher.
What do you mean the first time?
First one, I put the ladle in.
So that's worse. Awful. That's cold? No difference.
Right.
We're not talking about Sichin now. Sichin Mutter, it's always a Sichin Shabbos. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So was the Eitzes. He told him, put him to a klisheni. Retain. So tomorrow, Shema Minas. Yeah,
that's Mutter, what's the shame?
Shema mina tlas. You hear from here three things. Shema mina shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. One, you said he is see claw. He wanted to put the shemen in the ambachi to cook it up, and he said, "Don't do it." So you see claw. Well, like at least not like one month before that. Shemen does have an ishna bishul to it. Shema mina klishen enu avashul. He said, "Abi it's in a klishen. It's mutter." You see, a klishen is not avashul. Shema mina also have sheiro zel bishulei. Just to make it lukewarm is also awesome, because that's all he wanted to do here. So Rashi is there, Bishuloi. So Lahasha Biyam Hudikaboy Vyosalei. All he wanted to do was just put this pach of shemen there just to cool off a little bit, and still just to warm up a little bit, and still it said it was awesome. So at Gemara Hechi Yavid Hochi, how do you do this to tell him these halachas in the Beis HaMerchatz? I be Omer Rabba Babachonim, Omer Rab Yechonim, Bechol Mokam Muta Laharir. All over a lot of horror and divertir. Let us say divertir. Chutz me beis hamerchitz. Inside the beis hamerchitz is osur. And ubeis hakisei. Who was in the beis hakisei? The beis hakisei has soy, has a shmutz. Now let us say divertir. Beis hamerchitz has a lot of zeya. It's not nice. It's also like a mokim matuna. You can't say divertir with him. So here it was in the beis hamerchitz that he wanted to put the pach shal shemen to cook up, and he told him it's osur to do it. The chur is telling him Torah. How could you say Torah in the beis hamerchitz? He told him in English. He didn't tell him in Lashon HaKodesh. Ram Rabbi is no difference. Dvarim Shachul. You still want to shmooze, stam talk. Mutal Aymim Lashon HaKodesh. In the base of Kisir, base of Merchatz, you could talk in Lashon HaKodesh. Are you not saying Torah? Just to stam shmooze is mutal. Mashenki in Shachodesh. If you want to say Divrei Torah, you should know also Aymim Lashon Chil. It's also evil to say it in English. You can't say Torah in the base of Merchatz or in the base of Kisir. So how are we allowed to tell him here at Halacha, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos? And of the Gemara, Afrushem Yisurashani, to stop someone from doing Isser, that's mutter even the Beis Hakisa, even the Beis Americans. Here the Mice was, the Talmud wanted to put the Pashal Shemin into the Ambatia. He was about to do an Isser Deraisa. So Mel, or Drabon, of Shef Sheroi, of course it's Deraisa. So Mel, Afrushem Yisurashani, Mafrashim, that's mutter. Stop to say Divrei Torah, it's awesome. But Afrushem Yisura, that's mutter. The more teda bring your raya, the yomer of Yehuda Mashmuel, Maisa b'talmide sheremeyu. So Maisa Remeyu's talmidim she nichnas achro the beis hamerchitz. They followed Remeyu into the beis hamerchitz. Obikesh ladiach karka. They wanted like scrub the floor there, ladiach karka, to wash the floor. V'yomer loy, and he told them ein madichim on Shabbos. Now they're madich. You're not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos. Drashi ein madichim dilmos lashvuy gumis. Maybe you come to fill up the holes on the floor to Shalach von Binyan. Vayta losech lekarka. Then they wanted to smear oil on the karka. Or meloish no also ain't sachin. The same thing in order to be sach the floor on Shabbos. Is the chura almo afrusha misurishani? Aye, how are you allowed to say these things in the Beis Hamerchitz? You can't say divrei Torah in the Beis Hamerchitz. The Torah says when you're only saying it lafrusha to stop him from doing an issa, that's muta. Is Hachinam Lafushim Yisurashani. He told him he can't cook the Shemun on Shabbos. I was in the Beis HaMerchatz. Let's stop him from doing an Issa. That's Mutter. Om Ravina Shema Minif. Here we see. Hamavasho B'chamei Tverya B'Shabbos Chayiv. If you cook up in Chamei Tverya, is an Issa. Do Maisa the Rebbe Liachag Zerhevi. Has here the Maisa Rebbe went to the Beis HaMerchatz. Now, which Beis HaMerchatz do you go to on Shabbos? After the Gzeri, you can't go even to regular Beis HaMerchatz Mishum Zeya. There's an Issa Zeya to go into any Beis HaMerchatz. So always let it go into Beis HaMerchatz here. You have to say, went to Chametz Tverya. So you see, even a Chametz Tverya also is an Issa Bishul. So you see, there's an Issa Bishul in Chametz. And the Gemara, and this is a Machlekes. B'yom alei toy b'klisheni, retain. Zokta Avin Makash Aini, I've Omer Rab Chizdo, Hamavasha Bacham Itzferya Bishabis Potter, Rab Chizdo, that's the Ramah Paskins, you cook in Chametz Tverya, it's Midiraisa, it's Mutter, It's only Yosem the Rabbonim. Has a Melech Nami. My Chayev Nami, the Koma, Makas Mardis. That he said it was also to cook here, it's only an Issa the Rabbonim. But me the Raisa, though, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter with the Raisa to cook in Chame Tverium? Either you have to say, because it's not a Derech Bishel, that's not the Derech to cook that way. Or else, like we had before Machloikis, how does the Chame Tverium get hot? Some say it gets hot from the sun, and so the sun you're allowed to cook on Shabbat, it's not a Derech Bishel. Was only Machloik is toldo is hachama. The chur the chame tzvei is a toldo, something that got heated up from the chamam. So that's awesome the rabbanim. So that's what this sheet to hold is only awesome the rabbanim. The other thing to say that's awesome the raisa is we said before, how does it get heated up chame tzvei? Has pischa shagahedim. So that's mamish the or. So that's now be this of the raisa bishul. So chur this Machloik is if it's an issa the raisa, it's the rabbanim, is totally how was chame tzvei heated up. It was iki heat, vice the iki heat, the chur of both emis. It was a pitzchah to Gehenim and also got from the Chamam. The Chud HaShalim is, what's the Ikki heat? If the Ikki heat is from the sun, it's only Yisrael the Rabbanim. Because with the rice, you're allowed to cook in the sun. Like Rashi before said, it's not called the Derech Bishul. If the heat comes from the or, from the pitzchah to Gehenim, then it'll be Yosem with the rice. Omer Rab Zeira, Ano Chazisol Rab Avua. I saw Rab Avua the Shat Pan Batya. He went swimming in a batya, in like a bathtub, in a swimming pool. I didn't know if Rashi learns if he picked up his feet or not. Like Mamish goes swimming or not. He just walked into the pool or not. So Rashi short means sap. He was like floating. The shat pam batya b'Shabbos. He was floating in a batya in a bathtub on Shabbos. Vloyadani yoker raglav menorot. It means a big bathtub, like a swimming pool. If he picked up his feet off the ground, said Rashi, tiksovam ki tenan ein shotin al penei hamayim b'mishilim. There's a gemara in Beitza. It says you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Pirish that's dafke benor gadol in a big river you can't go swimming tenan. The ikul and migza the other gzeri. Why can't you go swimming on Shabbos? Shema yasa chod yeshashaitin. Maybe you make a raft. We're afraid you'll start drowning in the river, and you'll make a raft on Shabbos. That's why it's also to go swimming. But in a swimming pool, there is no gzera. So that was a shayla. Did he even mamish go swimming and picked up his feet? Oy lo yoka. So the Gemara treated lo yoka avad. He didn't pick up his feet. He didn't go swimming. The Tanya we learned enough in the Gemara in the Tanya lo yishet odim bebrecha maleyamayim. You can't go swimming in a brecha. That means in a pool full of water. Even if it's in your chotzer, your backyard, you see, even though it's a small one, a small swimming pool, it doesn't have to be a big river. Even in a small swimming pool, the Rabbanan also made the gzera, it's a light plug. Even though here there's no gzera, we come to make a raft, you're not going to drown them, but it's a light plug, you can't go swimming on Shabbos. So, Vada, it's awesome. And the Gemara name, it's not Raya. Lekasha. Ho, the less leg you do.